Each of us are on a journey.
Young people in a breakout session during today's summit are learning about gratitude. Showing gratitude is the last step in Kaysville resident Sam Bracken's 7 Rules for the Road. Bracken knows a lot about being on the road. He describes growing up in Las Vegas with mobsters and motorcycle gang members as his role models, and his family as a whacked-out version of the Brady Bunch on an episode of Cops. His story comes with tales of drug abuse by age 9, sexual abuse, and homelessness. But Bracken is now a successful businessman with a family of his own, and he's teaching kids at risk to become self-reliant with his book, My Orange Duffel Bag, A Journey to Radical Change.
Homeless at 15, everything I own fit in this little orange duffel bag. We use the duffel bag as a metaphor for change, because you can pack your bags with like all the crap that happened to you in your life, and then open it up periodically and wonder why life stinks. Or you can pack it with all your hopes and dreams and purpose and meaning. So we actually put the book in duffel bags.
Bracken says he spent many years trying to break through to kids who were at risk or already in trouble, but they never listened until he shared his own story. Sam's Orange Duffel Bag Foundation does life plan coaching and training for kids aged 12 to 24, focusing on kids aging out of foster care or homeless. Desiree, who went into foster care when she was 12 years old, is one of those kids. She talks about the turmoil of constantly being on the move.
I've been shuffled around, like, even before I went to foster care. I wasn't really in a stable home. And last year, I got put in one home that really liked me, and then my grandma took over, and so now I live with my grandma, and I found the church.
The Roy High School senior says it wasn't always easy, but this program has given her some hope and clarity.
When I first got in foster care, I felt like there was no way out, and I was just doomed, but this has helped me realize that I have a way. Just because you were done wrong doesn't mean that your life has to be miserable. And so you can make choices to make your life positive.
Dave Limeseder is the co-chairman of Youth Foster Success, an advocacy group made up of foster care alumni. He works with the kids in the program. Limeseder's mother had a mental illness that she refused to care for, and as a result was not able to care for him.
I realized at a very young age that the only person that can do it for me is myself. No one else can tell me the way that I'm going to live my life, and no one else can go ahead and guide that light for me. But at the end of the day, my guiding light had to be the fact that I did not want to end up like my mom.
Limeseder tells kids it's unfortunate that something you don't want has to be the guiding light for something you do want. But he says it's an impetus for change. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.